Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 429. I am a very tired Chris here with Tony.
I hate Jeff Keighley. I hate you.
Jeff is here as well. Not Jeff Keighley, our
the
Jeff.
The better Jeff.
The good Jeff.
I don't know if I'm the good Jeff, but
you're here.
Come on, guys. It's going to be all right.
On the Jeff scale, you are way above Jeff Keighley.
Peter is here as well, also better than Jeff Keighley.
Peter?
I'm here.
Okay. He's just like, I like Jeff Keighley. Leave him alone.
Hey, at least I've spelled correctly.
I mean,
I'll give you that much, yeah.
I can't speak much to that. My dad spells his name with a G as well.
Is he a Jeffrey, like the dude from Toys R Us?
The giraffe, yes.
Is he really?
G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. Oh,
that's so wrong. That's wrong.
He grew up in like a little like shack in Tennessee. They didn't know how to spell in Tennessee. They still don't know how to spell in Tennessee. It's okay. We are speaking of Jeff Keighley. Well, some of us are speaking ill of him due to the fact that the Game Awards is now trying to compete with the Oscars for longest run time of a of an award show. I don't know who thought 3 hours and 20 minutes was a smart call for a show that has no fucking commercials, like actual, like it's streamed internet thing.
And they tried to pretend like it was half an hour shorter because there was a pre-show. And then
right,
the actual show
where they gave away more awards than they gave
so
on the actual show.
And giving awards, it's not a pre-show. That's an actual award show that you are showing.
Where they gave away major awards during it, and I think they actually gave more awards during that first half hour that was the pre-show than they did during the actual show. But
the thing is, I don't think the show was bad. I just think it's too. Oh,
well, it's interesting because, like, yeah, there's no commercials and it still ran that long,
but there's tons of commercials.
Well, yeah, actually, there were commercials,
there were actual ads,
yeah, there were actual ads. So that's incorrect, but I think they let the people speak longer, which I'm kind of okay with. Like, I don't know, I like the more shows, the more fucked up they are, honestly, on some level. So I was like, whatever.
Well, I'm going to tell you, at least I don't know, we talked last week about this, right? They didn't have any, like, weird-ass, let's bring a bunch of people from the audience into a movie theater. And
there's that, yes.
Yeah.
As the audience.
Yeah, it was like the...
And, you know, like, yeah, fine. There were a couple of, like, awkward jokes, but, like, as a host, it wasn't like he was bombing, like, every Oscar host I feel like has done for...
I do think he spent a lot of time talking about his show. This was clearly the Jeff Keighley show.
Right, well, it always has been.
Right, and I don't like that attitude. Like, he kind of focuses, like, it's a celebration of games at Jeff Keighley. That's kind of how it is.
Right, it's like, these are my awards.
Yes.
And you will like them. I don't know, I think if you, like, I think, Jeff, you kind of hit the nail on the head during the pre-show that, like, he spent like 10, 15 minutes talking about
how great
this is improving. And, like, I don't know, man. I don't think it's improving at all. Like, it's equally as bad every year.
I don't know. I think Peter is right in a way that, like, there was nothing that was, like, super cringeworthy. Where it was like, oh, like, what was
There's
that?
There's definitely been, like, worse cringes, right? Like, he didn't have a dude dressed as a razor blade.
Exactly. That's what I was just thinking of. I was just going to say the Schick razor. So there was nothing like that. I don't know. I'm fine with it, but like...
And the one person who dressed up was awesome.
Yes.
I thought that was embarrassing, dude.
That was like, the best moment in the entire fucking show.
Here's my thing. Is like, I don't follow the esports world at all. So like, I don't know who that guy was. So when I just saw some guy win an award, and then as soon as he stood up, he put like a fucking mascot fucking
It was great.
Head on, I was embarrassed. I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, in terms of like actually having people go up there and be excited and like, I mean, he was pure joy. Like,
he was funny as hell. Like, once he started getting going, you know, like, But it's just like, oh my God, what are we doing here?
I mean, is that any more embarrassing than not allowing a woman to speak on stage until like the end of the fucking show? Like, unless there was a dude standing next to her? Really? Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, up until what was it, the Celeste composer?
Yeah.
When she gave that award, that was the first time a woman was on stage the entire show that did not have a dude standing next to her.
Interesting.
We have Ninja up there with fucking the prawn.
Yeah, man, give me a show that's exclusively hosted and presented by Muppets next year.
Oh yeah, yes, 100%.
No, but going back to Jeff Keighley at the beginning, though, like, he does that every year. He, like, talks yep. up, like, I don't know if you saw me, like, go on this riff about this. Like, every year he does this thing where he tells you how great and serious the show is going to be this year. And it's like, dude, just do the thing and don't tell me what you're, like, it's the old rule, show, don't tell. Don't tell me you're going to do it. Just do it. Stop telling me how great and important it's going to be.
Don't sit here and tell me how this is your game.
And then you do best RPG in the pre-show. Like, what are you doing?
Well, and you run. Earl was who was supposed to be on the show, but it ran so fucking long he couldn't come on.
He's probably Smash.
He was keeping track of like the awards. And in 2 hours, I think there were six awards given on stage, or four awards given on stage.
I saw that, yeah.
And like eight awards were given in 2 60-second bursts. Like, what the fuck is that? That's not celebrating anything. Like, what did you do the rest of those 2 hours?
Well, I hear that.
Bullshit musical performances that like didn't make any sense. You want to do a Devil May Cry musical performance and fucking show the trailer like immediately afterwards. Don't wait 45 minutes before you show it.
I like how they did the thing at the end though, where it was like showing all the games as they had the orchestra playing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, that was cool. But by then, I was fucking over it.
Annoyed. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. For me, like I'm fine with it being long because I feel like the number one reason it was long is they let people speak, which like always annoys me during the Oscars when you have someone who is like 70 years old who finally won an Oscar. They're trying to give a long speech and they're like,
sure. But the Oscars are trying to give out like 25 fucking awards on stage, like over a 3 hour period. They gave out like seven.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can let all these people talk and actually give out more awards. And do your trailers and shit. Like,
that's the other thing I was going to say, though, is, like, at least I felt like at least every 10 minutes there was something where I was like, that's cool. Like, a new game from, you know, the guys that made Bastion. Like, it felt like there was enough little things in there, but boy, was I let down. I mean, I'm sure you saw me, like, everyone was saying the fucking Metroid Prime trilogy for fucking week, goddammit.
I don't know. I want to know where that rumor came from.
I don't know, but there was fucking fake box art and everything.
There was a listing on a Amazon store over in Europe. It was like either Amazon Italy or Germany or something like that listed Metroid Prime Trilogy for Switch. So that's where the rumor kind of spawned from.
I mean, that was, I think, a weird misstep. Where it was like, oh, Nintendo was going to announce something. And then like at the end, it was like, Persona 5 characters in Smash or something like that. I mean, great, but like, come on, that's not big enough. Like, and then like, it's exactly like the same thing when like all three of the executives got up on stage, looking all goofy in their fucking ill-fitting suits, and you're like, all right, they're gonna announce that there's gonna be like Fortnite across everything, like, because right, isn't PS4?
You can do Fortnite across everything right now. Like you could have done Rocket. Like I think you made the joke of like Rocket League now, like available. Or
well, my joke that was like, who cares anymore? But
right, what? Like, maybe but, everything. But I mean, maybe you could have said anything. It could have been any fucking game. Like,
everything. Yeah.
Like, hey, we're gonna play any like Diablo across all the platforms. Like, go for it. That'd like, whatever.
Sweet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought there was an announcement. There was no announcement.
It was just, hey,
guys,
we got these guys together, on stage.
But you're not. They like set it up like an announcement because they said the best thing is when we all like come together. And I was like, oh shit, like there's some thing going on between all three of these guys. And then it was just like, for the Game Awards. I was like, all right, that's okay.
So there's nothing here. You just wasted our time.
Yeah.
And like, it's a cool little moment, I guess, but
I don't know. But
there's two reasons to turn into this show, right? It's you want to hear the announcements, so it disappoints on that level, and you want to see what wins, like these bullshit awards, and they weren't giving one of those out either, so just ended up being like this nice moment that had no meaning.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys want to like dig into this? Like,
yeah,
let's do it. I kind of bounced around all over the place.
Oh, we're not done bitching, but yeah, let's move into it. Does anybody have a list of anybody have a list?
Good.
Yeah, I have a whole list. Yeah. So they announced this game signed on Wild Hearts.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, for Switch. It's what is it, Annapurna game? Or they're publishing it rather, but it's mobile studio Smogo is making it. But
is that the very bright and colorful one?
Yeah, like that's like about like pop music and stuff.
Yeah. It looks like a Elite Beat Agents or some shit. Like, even though I never played that, like I don't know.
Yeah, it's like colorful though.
But like, yeah, like you're going down a tunnel and it's like a music game. Like, and the fucking music always all awesome.
So,
yeah.
So I'm Tony will hate that.
Why do you hate fun, Tony?
Fun sucks.
Right. Well, then I highly recommend Red Dead Redemption 2.
Far Cry New Dawn is their like middle chapter game, like you know, numbered releases, and it is the sequel to Far Cry 5.
You notice how like the Far Cry like add-on game is like always more interesting in what they should have done for like the main thing?
Not always.
I wouldn't say always, but this time, almost.
Blood Dragon, I want a
Dragon,
full...
For sure, but I think
then they did Primal.
Was like, ugh. Well, no, but I'm saying, though, like, you know, Blood Dragon, or is this like its own standalone game?
It's a standalone game, yeah. Oh, I mean, so was Blood Dragon.
So was Blood Dragon. Like, it was just Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Like, you didn't get it with Far Cry 3.
It wasn't DLC. It was its own $20. Yeah. But I mean, the trailer looks cool, and I feel like there's no better time to release a post-apocalyptic game than while Bethesda is
taking a shit.
Yeah, where like Fallout 76 is like the worst thing to happen.
Okay, though, but is this like a $20 game or $60 game?
It'll probably be
$40 game. Primal, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it'll obviously use the same map as Far Cry 5, but it'll be like, you know, post-apocalyptic.
Just do fucking Blood Dragon 2, please, as a full game. That's the only thing that can get me back into that series. I'm so bored with it.
They did Blood Dragon 2. It was that Trials game.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty sweet. Yeah. I mean, I know it didn't get good reviews, but I was fine with it.
It was a fine game.
Yeah.
Journey is headed to PC on Epic Store.
Oh, I didn't. I must have missed that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw it. I didn't see an announcement, but I saw bunch of people tweeting about it. It's on this list here.
Kind of so cool. Can we talk about the Epic Store for a minute? Jesus Christ! Like,
yeah, they paid for a lot of the exclusives that are going on here that we'll talk about.
It's a weird thing. Like I mean, like Hades, which is the new Supergiant game.
Oh, yes.
Like and just like a ton of like other stuff that's like just dropping onto this store, and it's like they're going hard at Steam.
Which, you know, good on them. Bring the heat.
Competition is not bad, so.
No, especially since there hasn't been any decent competition for Steam in the last, since basically Steam was bad when it launched, and then, what, 2 or 3 years later, it became king of the PC?
Yeah, it turned around a little bit over the years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Hades, which is the next one here, yeah, is the next, what do you call it?
Supergiant games, yeah.
Which I'm very.
It kind of looks like a little Diablo-ish.
Yeah, it's a, what do they say, isometric action RPG.
Yeah.
And I love their art styles as always that they do. So yeah, it's $20 right now, but it's, you know, it's but it's in early access on the Epic Store. And when I get paid money, I will
picking that up.
For sure. Yeah, I love Supergiant Games, so.
It looks so cool. Like, I thought the animation looked really cool and shit. Yeah, like, great.
Nice art style to it.
Yeah, the Epic's PC Game Store is now live. It was originally in beta, but I guess tonight is when it, thing. One of the most surprising announcements was Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. And it was a Nintendo Switch
exclusive. Yeah, that's weird.
And it's being developed by Team Ninja.
See, I have an uncle who works at Nintendo, and I called this back on April 27th of this year. I don't know if you guys saw me retweet. Like, I was like, this year, talking about how they're going to make a Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
I mean, I think that's really cool. I think it's really weird that it's only on Switch.
Yeah. It was just weird, though. Like, once the trailer started, I'm like, they're going to do Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3? No way. No way. No way. And, like, it kept going. I was like, is it?
Well, when it started,
I'm like, it's that Marvel Super Heroes mobile game, probably. And then, like, at the end, it was like, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. I was like, get out of here. No way, dude.
When so it I started, I thought it was fucking... that, is it Eidos that's working on the Guardians game? Because it started off with, like, the Guardians.
Well, it looked like the Telltale. Like,
yeah, a little bit like that.
Of Guardians, and I was like, "Is this like a weird port of the Telltale games? Like, that seems very strange."
Yeah, since they don't exist anymore, and their games are getting delisted from everything.
Right. Well, they have like the green Drax and all that stuff. And I was like, "Well, that's he looked like in the Guardians games, I think." So, and the Telltale games. So I was like,
"Yeah, this is all
very weird." But no, I mean, I'm down, and those are games that were big in my house for years, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2, so.
I think everybody, like, everyone here, at least, like, we all, like, dug that, those games when they came out, right? Like, I did.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're fun, they're, like, good cooperative games, they're four-player and stuff. Yeah, being on Switch is weird. But...
I mean, it, as a co-op type system, it makes sense, but also, right. Like, that's not necessarily where I want to play that game.
Right,
you want to play every game on Switch.
I mean, they said the second game came out in 2009, so it's been almost. I mean, by the time this comes out, it'll have been 10 years since the last one.
That's nuts.
That is nuts. I mean, for a while, well, because Activision made the others, so
it looked weird too, because it wasn't like the normal like top down view or whatever. It was like kind of behind the character,
it was a little bit closer. Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe a small screen on this, like if you're playing it in handheld mode, you need.
I don't know.
I mean, Diablo works perfectly fine.
Yeah, I'd rather have it like that, you know.
Oh, maybe there's a way to switch the cameras.
I would hope, yeah. Anyways.
But Team Ninja developing is really fucking weird.
It's just like, yeah, wild, yeah.
Obsidian announced their game. It's called The Outer Worlds.
Fallout, but better.
Well, I did enjoy how they were announced as the creator of Fallout, and then their thing was like, dude, yeah, we're the creators of Fallout, and we made New Vegas, the good Fallout.
And it was so, like, you know, they showed, like, the character creator. Like, it looked exactly like Fallout. It was so obvious that they were, like, fucking taking a shot at Fallout. And it was Fallout with fucking colors. Like, oh my god, dude, it looked fucking great.
That looked pretty impressive.
And it's
that made me excited.
And I'm curious who's funding multi-console.
Right. Yeah, Jeff and I we've briefly spoken about it on Twitter that like it isn't just
They said that they were working on some like it doesn't it, I mean it looked pretty in development.
I mean it's dated for next year. So.
Yeah, so they would have had to have been working on it before Microsoft picked them up.
Imagine if it becomes a hit. Then I would imagine like Outer World 2 or whatever would be like a Microsoft exclusive. I would imagine, right? Like, what's the point?
I mean,
or they don't care. But they also games like go to. I mean, like Minecraft still exists on other consoles and stuff like that. Like, exactly. I feel like if it were also by the time that they were to make a sequel, who the hell knows if Microsoft even has a like box that they're exclusively supporting? You know,
I think they do.
I mean, if this is coming out next year, I would imagine a sequel to this is in the next like four years or so,
right?
And they're going to have a box for next gen, so.
Right, but I just wonder, you know, in terms of what they're talking about, is it something that they're, you know, because everything that they do is coming to PC now anyways. I wonder at what point they're just like,
right,
fuck it, we don't make console exclusives. If you want to buy a box that's made by Xbox, by all means, spend your money on us. But, like...
Well, I bet maybe it would come to PC. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, so... I mean, it looked cool. I like the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So you can make
cool.
So, let's see what else we got here. No Man's Sky, developer Hello Games, announces a little tiny game called The Last Campfire.
Yeah, was that like, was that a pillow that was the main character? What the hell was that
thing? I don't know. He looked like the dude from Journey got like shrunk.
Yeah.
A little bit, it's, yeah.
It's like a little mini,
it's like a finger puppet or something. I don't know.
A chibi Journey.
Yeah, I mean, it basically said it was just made by two people in their studio.
Like, I mean, it looks cute and cool.
I think they're still playing with fire, like ever announcing a game.
Right.
Like, I did not realize that was 4 years
from now. I didn't either until somebody else kind of came around and was like, hey, you know, Hello Games' next game is this thing. And I was like, really? Like, I just watched the trailer for that. I didn't realize that's what it was.
We're going to scale it down. In this game, we're just going down a little river. That's it.
We went from infinite universes to
we to the obviously mile. Bit off more than we could chew, and we're gonna scale it back.
Let's see. Ashen is out now on Xbox and PC, and it's on the Epic Store.
It's available via Game Pass too. So if you have Game Pass, it is not free because that's a pay service, but it is available through there.
Then there was some Fortnite stuff,
which was kind of cool. I don't know. I enjoy Fortnite. It looks like there's biplanes.
I don't know. I mean, today was the new season thing, so.
The trailer for the new season like showed off like biplanes, and I guess their theme is like take to the skies.
Or ziplines? Ziplines.
I don't know.
That's what that dude was saying on stage.
But then there is also like this create a thing mode going on.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, what was that?
You mean the creative mode. I'm sorry. The block and the creative mode are two different things.
The block is where they're going to showcase the stuff that comes from the creative mode. They're going to bring that into the main battle royale game. And I guess they crushed an entire section of the map with it. So that was weird. It's something. I kind of want to jump back in, though. If I could fly a plane, I want to do that.
Okay, yeah, here we go. For some reason, this fucking Verge article was, like, broken. Okay, we talked about Far Cry. The Savage Planet was announced.
That was the most awkward kind of like explanation of what that game was.
Sounded kind of like
the... No, that wasn't the cooperation.
That was Scavengers, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, this was the game that I thought was an Alpha Centauri reboot because like they literally come out of the little thing and it crosses over a like paneling from a spaceship that says "Welcome to Alpha Centauri" and then has the name of the studio right above it. I was like, "Oh, they're rebooting like, the space, like 4X game or whatever." But no, this seems to be some sort of like first-person exploration game and stuff like that. And it's published by 505. Stanley Parable's coming to consoles with new bullshit, which sounds cool. I like that game. Let's see. Among Trees is like a survival thing that looks like it was made in Unity because all those games look exactly the same. Marvel's Ultimate 3, we talked about that. Oh, come on, man. Sorry, the page just flat out broke. Okay, here we go. Hades, we mentioned that. That's the Super Bastion game. Epic Source Live. The Humankind Odyssey is from the dude who created Assassin's Creed. Is that game with the monkey?
Yes. Wasn't that? Didn't he have a different name for that?
The last time he turned it off. Wild, right? Like,
yeah, that's what I thought as well. But now it's called what, like Ancestors or
Ancestors: The Humankind Odyssey.
Yeah.
And one thing I definitely learned from the Game Awards is that people are shit at titling video games. They come up with the most generic titles possible.
Yep.
Like Scavengers.
Scavengers, the most awkward interview of a game developer trying not to say that his game is a Fortnite clone.
Which, I mean, it doesn't sound like it is. Like,
I mean, he was very much
doesn't like sound like Fortnite to me, but
you're gonna have teams of people that are working against each other.
Right. But it sounded more like the Division's Dark Zone or something like that, where like you're all fighting for loot and can like
I have a feeling that game is just a straight up battle royale game.
Uh-huh. You did a poor job of conveying that through the trailer.
The trailer did not get that, but everything that he was speaking was not that.
Crash Team Racing Remix made by Beenox. That's interesting.
Spider-Man guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
After they made the good Spider-Man game, made the bad Spider-Man game, and then got put on like the Call of Duty rotation as like support or something.
Well, it's good that they got them off of Call of Duty.
Right. So they got to make a full game. I'm very excited. I love Crash Team Racing. Crash Team Racing is a lot of fun. There was a new Anthem trailer that just reminded me how goddamn generic that game looks. Both in aesthetics and design.
Yeah, it was fine.
Soon. I don't know. Casey Hudson was saying stuff, and I was distracted by his awful haircut.
I was not, like, blown away by it, but I am interested to give that a shot.
Let's see.
Hudson's haircut?
What's up?
Because of his haircut, yes.
A bad haircut.
Was Dragon Age like right after that?
Dragon Age was later.
Okay.
There was a Dragon Age announcement?
Logo. Yeah, that game is not coming for like 4 fucking years. It's fucking stupid to do that. Didn't they learn anything from No Man's Sky? Like, the fuck out of here.
Actually, Harrison might be BioShock Infinite, but I don't know. I mean, they didn't even give it a title. They were just like, you know what it reminded me of? I don't know if you guys remember how Skyrim was announced from like during the Spike TV Awards, and it was just like trailer of the Stone Dragon or something like that. With a title on it.
It was just like a camera panning over a fucking landscape.
Hey, here's the thing. Let's see. PUBG's got a new snow-themed map, finally. I've been waiting for that for a while. The Arc Dudes announced a new pirate MMO called Atlas.
Yes. That did look pretty cool. That looks like what Sea of Thieves fucking should have been.
I love that every other game that has sailing in it now, everyone's like, man, imagine if this was what Sea of Thieves
was that, right?
I'm just like, oh man, that's awesome. We talked about Journey. The Pathless is the game from the Abzu team. Which are cool. That was the one with the archer girl with the hawk. That looks fine. Mortal Kombat 11 was revealed.
That was a cool trailer.
Nice little trailer, yeah.
That was the weirdest music transition I've seen in a trailer in a long time. But it will also include customized characters similar to Injustice 2.
That's cool. Like you can get like equipment and shit?
Yeah, probably like different armor and shit and mix and
match. So not like a create a character, but
it doesn't sound like it. Survived By is a like online roguelike. That sounds real cool. From Human Head Studios. I don't know, that's an early access. I downloaded that as soon as they announced it, so that was cool. Stranger Things Season 3 is getting its own game. Sure, why not?
It should look like fucking Earthbound or some shit. Like, what?
Yeah, I mean,
the retro aesthetic to it.
Yeah.
There's a Psychonauts 2 trailer.
Yeah.
Which then ended with the link to its fig page.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. There was another Rage 2 trailer with a release date or a window. I'm just clicking this to see if there was an exact date on it. But yeah, May 14th. I don't know. The map looks pretty cool. It looks huge if it's as big as it seems based on the trailer.
Jeff, Far Cry New Dawn, $40.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it feels more, okay.
So it's like Primal.
I was just thinking, but it is kind of the same thing as like what Blood Dragon was. It's like, yeah, we're using the same map, but we're going to do a game that's way cooler and more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's also interesting that they're telling, like, they're continuing the story, which is something they haven't done.
Yeah, before. I guess, whatever. But the story wasn't fucking interesting.
I was going to say, yes. So,
like, that game was like, not interesting at all to begin with. So
kind of sounds like they're picking up, like, sometime after the events of the ending. Like, right, like there was a
whatever, yeah,
some sort of nuclear explosion, and they're picking up later, much later, I assume.
You have nothing better than to continue on that awesome narrative.
It's so good. I love how Brian tried to come at me with, like, the game sold a lot of copies. I'm like, yeah, and is anyone fucking, like, biting at the chomp that, like, oh, the new DLC for this is coming out? This game fucking was boring, dude. It sucked. Like, my girlfriend, I was making fun of it. My girlfriend, she's like, you know you're going to buy it. I was like, I did buy it, and I played it for like 6 hours and was like, this is the same game they've been making since 2011 or whenever the fuck. You know? Like, I don't know. Those games
it was lesser so dull than that. Me. Like, the storyline was worse.
Well, they did nothing with the setting. Like, it was like, oh, everyone expected it to be... have some sort of social commentary or anything that's like so ripe for that, and it was just like, no, it's just some weird redneck fucking cult in the woods, and that's it. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Anyways,
this is lame. Yeah, I mean that was it, and then they had the last announcement of the show was basically the Smash Brothers DLC that the main character from Persona 5 is coming as part of the first. I guess it's the first of the 5 DLC characters. And he comes with his own stage and all that stuff, which they didn't show off, which kind of bugged me. I was like, if you're going to do it, may as well like show the character in action. But
you know what would have been good, like being as they had Leighton and Spencer, is if like they were like, you know, we're bringing fucking Kratos into Smash and Master Chief into Smash. Like, that would have been a cool, like, that would have been a cool uniting the three together thing.
Yeah.
Instead, like, it was this Persona thing, which is cool for people like Persona, but...
I was hoping that they were just going to put the game on Switch or something like that and do, like, a Persona 4, 5 Golden situation.
Right.
But maybe this is a stepping stone towards that.
It might be. Just like a little feeler.
That's, I love that game, and I think playing it with maybe the improvements that they've made with, like, you know, similar to Golden and things like that would be awesome, especially on a portable platform.
So was that all the announcements?
Yeah, as far as I can see, all the articles are like they're like updated in real time, and some of them seem like they're a little out of order and whatever, but I feel like that's everything. I can't remember.
I guess they showed off that that new PUBG map.
Yeah, the snow map. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which has footprints, which is cool.
Yeah, that looked cool. I do think it's weird. Like they had a couple commercials for PUBG during the course of the show. That I felt were really weird. Like,
they were live action, which I was into.
Yeah, but they were like live action and goofy, which I don't get goofy from PUBG at all.
Right, but the game also doesn't really take itself seriously. I mean, you have dudes like running around in yellow tracksuits beating each other to death with frying pans. Like, it's not as like cartoony as maybe Fortnite is, but
yeah, I definitely got more of a Fortnite vibe from those commercials than I did.
And maybe that's what they're trying to.
But I don't get that when I play that game. Like, I don't think that translates over. Like, I mean, I know what you're saying is like, you know, they're, it's just not like there are not people in chicken suits running around killing each other with frying pans. Like, it's a dude in a tracksuit.
Yeah.
Like, maybe sometimes not wearing any clothes.
It's true.
But it's not like a chicken suit and a dude in a football jersey and the angel of death like running around. Like, I think Fortnite has that cartoonish area locked down pretty hard.
Plus you're like stacking up buildings and shit, aren't you, like while you're playing? Like, that's what I saw people do one time I played.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, there's the building
aspect. Just like it, you know, it's just like, look, it's a different, that's different gameplay wise too, you know, right there. Like,
I felt that the attitude that they were kind of going for was that it's like, oh, hey, like we're cool and hip too. Like that was kind of what I got from it. And I could tell you that the kids that like my son plays a lot of Fortnite, they do not look at PUBG in that way. Like, it's a weird thing. Like, PUBG kind of put itself into this one position and Fortnite took over this other one. And
feels like Fortnite took over the world and no one talks about PUBG, but maybe I don't know anything. I don't care about either of these games.
So. I mean, no, you're not wrong.
It's weird. And I was like trying to explain that to my girlfriend tonight. I was like, Fortnite was like this game that was being worked on for years and no one gave a shit about. And it came out and no one gave a shit about. And then it just copied this other game that like was coming out. And it's, you know, everyone liked that more and it was free. Like, she was just like, what? Like,
it's, like, it's the weirdest
story. It is a really weird thing. Like, and it's like, it's even weird too, because like, wasn't like Cliff Bleszinski like working at Epic
when
they started it?
He announced it on the stage.
Yeah. And I was telling her that part too. I'm like, and then this one guy, he like left the company. And then before that game came out, and then he tried to make another game, and his company fucking went bankrupt. And like,
then his last gasp effort was to try and make a Fortnite clone.
After yelling at Epic on Twitter quote unquote stealing his employees.
The last minute of what we just said, you take that, and that's a script for a fucking Hollywood movie.
Right?
Like, that it's a fucking great story, dude. Like, this guy, he had it all. He gave it all away. Oh, yeah, he gave it all away. He fucking tried to do his own thing. The giant crushed him. And then at the very last ditch effort, he tried to fucking, like, copy what they were doing, and it just failed. Like, oh my god, that's a fucking...
Yeah, now he just yells on Twitter like an angry old white dude.
So.
All right, I got a list of the awards here. I'm going to skip over most of this esports.
Yeah, that's fine.
Stuff, except for best esports player,
sure,
which went to Dominique Sonic Fox McLean. He is the guy that went up on stage with a blue fox outfit on. It was awesome.
Yep, came out on stage to his first suit.
What does this guy do? What does he play?
So he was big for the Dragon Ball. I mean, he's really good at every game. Like, he was extremely good at Injustice and stuff like that, but like, he really sort of rose to prominence this last summer when he playing Dragon Ball Z.
See, somebody you might see at Evo or in that, like,
you
that.
Is he somebody you would definitely see at Evo?
Okay. So he's a fighting game guy.
Yes.
Best esports game went to Overwatch.
Yes. Best fighting game went to Dragon Ball.
I'm sliding up. I didn't see best fighting game yet. Best debut indie game. These aren't in order. With the one Polygon. Best debut indie game went to The Messenger. Over Donut
Did it really?
County, Florence.
Yeah.
Moss and Yoko's
That's Island how you can tell that this is all voted on by press.
Yeah.
Because they're all of the age of people who grew up with that stuff. Like,
this game is exactly like the one I played as a child.
But it's not. Like, it's
no, it's just, more.
It's definitely way more than that. It's reminiscent of that, but
right, and it's evoking those. It's doing the nostalgia play.
Yeah, but it also kind of like I mean, like Ninja Gaiden is not a Metroidvania game. That's a straight level by level platform action game. The Messenger is something more.
This game is like a hybrid of two different games. Yeah. And as a whole, it also represents something more. I think that like. I mean, that's a meaty game. That's like a 20-hour game. You know, it's not. I can't think of a lot of NES games that were like that. You know, like
no, that I mean, that I, long. I played through Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden 2 on the NES this year, and both games were like 3 hours long.
And I'll tell you what,
I wish that game was 3 hours long.
I tried to play Ninja Gaiden again, and that's starting to age for me. Like. The first one, like, I don't know. But I haven't played 2 or 3 recently, but, like, the first one, like, there's just certain things where you, like, jump on a wall, and I thought, why can't I climb up the wall? I thought I could, and, like, you just, like, stuck.
You can't like, climb up the wall until later, yeah. Later entries.
And it's just starting to feel...
That's a game that, like, because I played so much of it as a kid, that, like, I can jump into and
you just
like,
have a map.
Muscle yeah. memory is yeah. there. Like, I remember everything. I'm going to skip over Best Student Game, because I don't think any of us know what that is. Best multiplayer game went to Fortnite over Call of Duty, Black Ops 4, Destiny 2, Forsaken, Monster Hunter World, and Sea of Thieves.
How is Sea of Thieves even on that list?
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought it was a weak year for multiplayer games.
Black Ops 4's multiplayer is pretty good.
It's also only a multiplayer game.
Yeah, so yeah. It has to be.
I mean, yeah. So... Fortnite is too, so.
No, just, I know, but I mean, like, this. I feel like. I've actually only heard only good things about Black Ops, so.
Yeah, no, I was mostly asking that because to justify me asking for that on my Christmas list. But just for the record, guys, I played World War II, and that one was fucking awesome, dude. Like, I really, really loved it. Anyways.
I liked the single player.
Through that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I rented it when it came out. And it was okay. I liked it. The multiplayer was fine.
Yeah, I mean, multiplayer or whatever. But, like, I thought the campaign, like, each level I came away going, that was pretty cool. Like, I kind of was almost catching my breath at the end of it. Like, all right. That was, like a half hour of, like, pure fucking adrenaline.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, they and
which they always do.
Call of Duty always, like, you know, you can say what you want about the stories in them. But each level in a Call of Duty game is generally like this individual roller coaster ride that it's – I mean, there's the clips of like a game – like certain games in Call of Duty where you can actually go through the entire level without shooting anybody because it's really just like an amusement park ride for you to have fun in. Like,
yeah, but I do think
– And they're fun.
There's been varying degrees though. Like I think that like Call of Duty Ghosts was pretty bad all around. Like I didn't like that game very much. But this one, like I don't know if you saw me post about it on Twitter. There's like a level where I was like, I started out and I'm doing tank warfare with like 4 other tanks in like this little arena. Yeah. Like this is like battle tanks. This is awesome. And then halfway through the level, I'm like stealthing my way through an area trying to kill people, like sneak up behind them and stab them in the back. I'm like, this game is at least like it's there's some clever spin on every level. It wasn't just here's 8 billion dudes running at you, although there was a lot of that too. But anyways, not to divert there, but like I really like
it. It's a decent first person shooter.
Yeah.
Best sports racing game was Forza Horizon 4 over FIFA 19, Mario Tennis, NBA 2K19 and Evo Soccer 2019.
Sure. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I don't have any problem there. Best strategy game went to Into the Breach.
Tony?
There weren't a ton of good strategy games.
Yeah, I mean this was over BattleTech. Did you play that?
I didn't play BattleTech. It's too technical. I'm not that.
Oh, I was like, because that's by your company there.
Well, it's by a studio that company purchased.
Okay.
So it's not like a PDS game.
Got it. Frostpunk, which I had heard good things about, but also that it could be a little frustrating. Banner Saga 3, and Tony, you tell me if this is an RPG or a strategy game. They have Valkyria Chronicles 4 that was listed here. Okay. Best Family Game went to Overcooked 2 over Mario Tennis. Nintendo Labo, whatever. Starlink Battle for Atlas and Super Mario Party.
My favorite was Jeff's notice. He said the word Super Mario Party because he seemed shocked that it was on the list.
It should have been Super Mario Party. Sorry. Dude, I played Overcooked 2 for like 5 minutes. Fuck that.
You play it by yourself?
No. I bought it for my girlfriend who loved the first one, and we played it once.
What about Mario Tennis, Jeff? Like
I we talked about it on here. It was like I kind of agree with I think what we were talking about. Like I think the core arcade tennis action is great in it. Like I think the spin they put on the formula is awesome. I just think that like the single player fucking sucked, and like it made me mad because I couldn't get past one stupid level.
I agree. The single player was not quite enjoyable. I just wish there were more settings for
just the courts and shit. Like,
well, and for like setting up a. So if you go and play the computer in like outside of the story. Single player stuff, yeah, like it's always just like two or three game sets, like
there should have been
real short. Like you should have been able to pick like five sets at six games a piece. Like
there should have been a non-story progression. Like remember how F-Zero was on the GameCube? There was a story mode which had like these really hard races, but then there was also a Grand Prix that was like almost like a single player. Besides that. Right.
Well, so there is there's a tournament mode that you can go and you can play like single player tournaments.
Yeah, but is it a progression? Like in F-Zero, it was like, all right, if you took the story mode out of F-Zero for GameCube, like just take it out,
right,
and release the game as is, everyone would have bought that as a full $60 game or $50 game.
At the time. It would have been fine,
and no one would have thought anything of it because it was. Basically, everything that you get out of a Mario Kart game. It was the full Grand Prix plus multiplayer.
Right.
So, but, like, it had a story mode on top with, like, these super, like, God, these fucking...
There should have been some sort of, like, tournament progress. Well, I guess there is, like, because you have to do, like, the mushroom tournament. And then, like, that unlocks another one. And that. So, it's set up
kind of... Maybe I should have played it more. But yeah, I didn't play it because it pissed me off. Really bad.
I did play it and it pissed me off. So, best fighting game, as Pete said earlier, Dragon Ball Z Fighters. Dragon Ball Fighters, not Dragon Ball Z Fighters. It's Fighter with the Z. That was over Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle, Soul Calibur 6, and Street Fighter 5 Arcade. I don't play fighting games, so I don't know.
It's a good game.
Okay.
Street Fighter 5 had no chance.
And what about Soul Calibur 6? Anybody
play that? I think it's too recent.
Yeah. Best role-playing game went to Monster Hunter World over Dragon Quest XI. Ni No Kuni 2. Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree it's a role-playing game either.
I did, however, instantly like...
I would think it's more of an action game that has, like, loot based progression.
Right.
Like it's almost in some ways it's Destiny is very much like Monster Hunter World where like you're picking up armor and getting more powerful weapons, getting more powerful that way.
Anyway, what did win it?
Monster Hunter 1 over Dragon Quest 11, Ni No Kuni 2, Octopath Traveler, and Pillars of Eternity.
Honestly, why can't Assassin's Creed be in there? It's kind of is.
It belongs there because
it's a loot grind game, dude.
Instead, it was put in, and that's a game where you actually level up and distribute points.
It's Diablo applied to Assassin's Creed. Like, it's fucking RPG all the way. Yes. Like,
so that was up in Best Action Adventure Game. That was AC Odyssey. God of War won that category over Odyssey, Spider-Man, RDR 2, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider. And I guess that probably should have foreshadowed the big title.
Do you guys think it was upset? I don't know.
Well, I think it kind of is. When one game is consistently winning every category it's in, basically, you start to make that.
And it's also, remember leading up to this, like, it's just assumed that Rockstar is going to do. It's not like they did a bad game. It's not like it's trash or anything. It's not trash.
You're right on that.
It's just not, in my opinion, it's like objectively not fun. It's fun if you want to hang out and do nothing, but it's not fun to actually play and do things. Like to go through the story, I think is not fun.
Yeah, I do take exception. I didn't comment, but we were kind of discussing about it on Twitter. But I do take exception to like people that don't like it are only the people that like want to buy a lot of games and want to move on to the next thing. Like that's not true. Like I put 30 hours into Tetris. Like. Fucking 30 hours into Tetris. I don't have a problem with playing a game and not moving on.
I'm not getting upset. In fact, it's what I look like.
I would. The game.
Right, like you've put what, like 50 hours into Assassin's Creed Odyssey? Like
it's 70 hours.
70. Like, so about what I'm thinking of your Red Dead. Right. Like,
I wish you would say something to him, though, because he will not hear this. He'll not.
No.
But he tries to shut me down all the time when I tell him that game is not fun by just like, no, you're an idiot or like something like that. Like it's like, no, dude, like because I play a lot of games, I don't have patience for something that's not fun as much maybe. But like you said, if it's fun, I'll put 30 hours into it. What are you playing a game for if it's not fun at the end of the day, you know?
Well, can be a variety of reasons, like depending upon what the game is trying to do, but in this case, like you're putting 70 hours in and the story's not moving, and like so what are you doing? Like,
and I'm kind of leaning, I was thinking about this tonight as I was watching awards. I was thinking about this. I was like, I think games trying to be more like movies and be more cinematic is the wrong move. Like I think, like, it's fine. It's fine to have games like Red Dead 2, but, like, to do a narrative in a game, you should respect the medium first. And I think, like, a game like Celeste, it's just, like, tell a narrative in that medium. Don't try to make a video game a movie or a TV show. Respect what a video game is. It's supposed to be fun to play. And then figure out how to tell a narrative within that. That's feels more natural and part of the game. I don't know if I'm making sense by saying Celeste, but like,
no, you do. Cause like, I mean, Celeste has a pretty touching story,
but it's also a very straightforward arcade-y type of game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that to me is the ultimate, it's the ultimate expression of narrative in the video game form.
Yeah.
Why? Do you want him to become a fucking Hollywood movie?
No, it doesn't need to be that either. I think the ultimate, like, expression of that stuff is actually, like, if you want, like, the truest form of video game storytelling, it's probably something closer to, like, Dark Souls. Where.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Like, which is not, like, amazing either, but, like.
Where it expands through the game.
The story is the game. Instead of. the story.
Well, but also
the game.
Like it's all in item descriptions, right? Like the story is never like the like there are you can probably count on one hand the amount of times that the original Dark Souls takes the action away from you in order to like do a cutscene or something. Like,
but that's exactly what I'm saying, Pete. Though is like be a game first and foremost and utmost, and then figure out how to weave a narrative into the structure of that medium. Instead of just being like, I'm watching fucking shit for 15 minutes. Every mission in fucking Red Dead Redemption is I'm riding around on a fucking horse. Like, and listen to someone asshole talk for fucking ever. Like, telling me what's going on. It's like, I don't know. I get more, like you said, out of Dark Souls than that. Like, I don't know if you guys, you know, I'm not saying you guys have to agree with me, but that's like something I was thinking about tonight. I'm like, movies don't have to become more like, or games don't have to become more like movies. Like that's not the answer.
Yeah, they need to find the way to
work do it in that medium. Yeah.
Like and it hasn't been perfected yet, and I mean, we're still getting there.
It doesn't have that like they people just need to get used to the idea that there are going to be people who don't give a shit about the story, right? So like if you just have it all happen within engine, like that's fine, but like.
I'm also not saying it has to be either or. Like, obviously, there could still be games like Red Dead or whatever. But like, it's just to me, Red Dead is particularly boring.
I feel that Red Dead is tedious and is wasting my time.
Yeah.
More than something like Assassin's Creed, where you know they're the same length of time, but. I feel like I'm doing something and I'm not wasting my time doing it. Like I hop on my horse, I press X or A or whatever the fuck it is. And it jumps on the path and I can press Y and it'll take me directly there.
I know.
And you're there in contrast. Like, you're there in like 2 minutes and not 20. And which I'm exaggerating a little bit. I don't think I ever rode for 20 minutes in Red Dead, but
at some point it feels like it.
I also disagree with the idea that like every part of a game needs to be thrilling.
Right? Sure. I'm not saying that at all.
No, but I do think that there's something to be said about like I played 6 hours of Red Dead and like I don't feel I moved anywhere.
Right, no, that's a problem.
Whereas like I feel that I did way more in Assassin's Creed Odyssey in the first like hour and a half that I played it, then like that's a weird contrast. Like, and hey, if you enjoy like the moseying aspect of Red Dead, that's cool. More power to you. I'm glad you got your $60 worth.
You know, it's funny, Chris, though, is like you would probably have to put more time into Assassin's Creed to just beat the main story than you would Red Dead. But yeah, by God, they will make you feel every second of that in Red Dead. You know, I mean, it's just like so much of riding around the goddamn horse. I mean, Assassin's Creed is long as shit, as far as I can tell. Like, I feel like I'm not that far into it. I've played for like over 20 hours, but I always feel like I'm always on that like fucking gerbil wheel. Like, I'm just like always like acquiring new stuff, chasing new stuff. Like, it has like at least pacing to it.
We spent all this time talking about Red Dead 2 for best action adventure game, and it did not win. God of War did.
God of War is, I think, a better game.
Yes.
This is a precursor to a conversation we're going to have soon.
Best action game went to Dead Cells over Black Ops 4, Destiny 2, Forsaken, Far Cry 5, and Mega Man 11. That's a weird collection of games.
It is, but Pete, how are you feeling about this?
It's the way to go.
I feel pretty good about. I'm a little upset actually that Dead Cells was not on the game of the year over Celeste, like, or they should have both been on there. Anyways,
best VR AR game went to Astrobot Rescue Mission. We don't have anybody with VR now, so
I've tried it. I had it,
but you didn't play Astrobot.
I was not surprised that Astrobot won. I've heard great things about that.
I have too.
Tetris was on there too.
Tetris was on there. Moss was on there. Yeah. Firewall, Zero Hour, and Beat Saber. But we did not play any of those games, so we can't really give a kind of impression on it. Best mobile game went to Florence. I don't know what that is.
I have it. I actually haven't played it yet. I need to play it.
I kind of want to try it. I do play games on my phone. I didn't realize Donut County was also on mobile.
Yeah, so. Donut County is good as shit. That's what I keep saying.
Florence won over Donut County, Fortnite, PUBG Mobile, and Reigns Game of Thrones. So good on that, I guess. Best independent game went to Celeste over Dead Cells, Into the Breach, Return of the Obra Dinn, and The Messenger. To me, that's the only one that made sense there because Celeste was on your overall Game of the Year nominees.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I probably would have picked Dead Cells personally, but I'm also fine with Celeste winning. Like, I like Celeste enough.
Also, like Chris said, logically it makes sense.
Like, it's like how do you have like Dead Cells or Return of the Obra Dinn or The Messenger or Into the Breach when you have Celeste on your Game of the Year, like overall Game of the Year?
I just feel like if you have that on there as overall, I feel like Dead Cells needs to be on there, and maybe even The Messenger too. Like those are both such in a year that's been very questionable in my opinion. Like I feel like those two could earn a spot in a nominee slot at least.
I agree. I would have. Probably all three would
be like used to be a nominee
in my short list, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Soon, very.
Games for Impact also went to Celeste for its dealing with storytelling on overcoming depression, and which was very well told in that game. So. Yeah. Best performance went to Roger Clark, who played Arthur Morgan in Red Dead 2. He took that over a bunch of other people.
More qualified winners.
What? Who should have won?
Like the woman who played Cassandra.
Yeah, her, or even the dude who played Kratos, man.
I was actually pulling for the dude who played Peter Parker, but...
Honestly, when I saw Cassandra was on it, I was like, hell yeah, I love Cassandra.
But, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like the Spider-Man.
She's just fucking awesome, dude. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, like, they all... I don't know who this Brian Deckert is, who played Connor.
He was like an Irish dude, which I did not
expect. I actually was surprised he didn't win, too, because he's, like, the most popular thing to come out of that game.
But I mean, like, out of the other four, like all four of these of the games that I did play, all the ones that were nominated gave great performances. So,
I mean, he did come up with like, "It's all right, girl."
best audio design went to Red Dead 2 over Spider-Man, God of War, Forza Horizon 4, and Black Ops 4.
Technical category. I believe you. Red Dead is the best. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that game is like the prettiest, best-looking, sounding game in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only other thing I could probably see taking audio would maybe have been Horizon 4. Just because, like, they go and fucking record all of those cars. Yeah. Like, best score music went to Red Dead 2.
That pissed me off big time.
That went over Celeste, Octopath Traveler, Ni No Kuni 2, Spider-Man, and God of War. I think I would have preferred to see like Octopath or Celeste win that, but
absolutely either of those personally.
Or maybe even God of War. I thought God of War had a pretty good soundtrack.
Yeah, I think Octopath had like really amazing music. But so did Celeste. So it's like either one of those was a way more obvious choice than generic Western music. You know, like, I don't know. Like, it's
even
fine.
Even the
it's
stuff
good.
That they played live, I was like, this is really special.
It's good Western music, but it's like, it's Western music. We've heard this.
Right. It's not that much different from other Western music we've heard before. Best art direction went to Return of the Obra Dinn over Assassin's Creed Odyssey, God of War, Octopath Traveler, and Red Dead Redemption.
No other game really deserved to win that over that one. So.
That game has a really cool art direction to it. I think Octopath looks really good too, like what they did with the sprite based kind of look to everything. But I am not upset with Return of the Oberdin winning that. That game looks really like just visually, it's very striking. Best narrative went to Red Dead 2 over Spider-Man. Life is Strange 2 Episode 1, which I don't think should be on there.
That was a weird choice.
And God of War and Detroit Become Human, which also, I mean, I haven't played it, but...
Yeah, I mean, of those, I could definitely see the only contender being, like, Spider-Man to a degree, I guess, but, like...
I wasn't necessarily super invested in God of War's narrative, but it seemed like people really liked that.
Yeah.
Best game direction went to God of War over A Way Out, Detroit Become Human, Spider-Man, and Red Dead 2. I don't really know how they quantify game direction.
Right. What does that even mean?
I've never quite understood that one, but
same way as they do movie direction. They imagine the director is responsible for everything.
Yeah, but they're not even giving it to, like, they give it to the game. Like, they're not even giving it to, like, right?
The
like
actual director?
They didn't give it to Corey Barlow. Well,
think about it. God of War, man. It's all one shot, yo. It's super artistic.
But we're saying, like, the game director is like a person, right? To be for a movie.
Right. Like, I know who Steven Spielberg is, and not that I don't know who Corey Barlog is, but like, they didn't give the award to Corey Barlog. Like, they give Steven Spielberg the award for best director. Like,
I guess they're at least being honest and that don't nobody give gives a shit. Who the fuck is?
It's like, this is just another award to say,
we don't know. We don't know this guy.
Was really cool. best ongoing game went to Fortnite over Destiny 2, No Man's Sky, Overwatch, and Rainbow Six Siege.
How could it be anything else?
Yeah, I mean, Fortnite dominated this year in terms of like that space. So,
like, I could have seen a well-reasoned argument for No Man's Sky. Yeah. I had a stroke for a second. Just because of like, the amount of like content that they put out for that game this year and stuff like that. Like,
right. I mean, they have made improvements to it and they did release that huge update.
It just doesn't, like, I don't think it deserves to be on there because basically they just spent this whole year fixing the game that they broke last year. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you want to do like best, you know, like the category that Hello Games would have maybe won the first year after
best do over.
Right. That's like cleanup, maybe. But
And then the overall game of the year went to God of War over Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Celeste, Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, and Red Dead 2.
Yeah. Thoughts? Anyone, guys, want to reveal your thoughts weeks before the end of the year?
That's pretty much that was my only thought. I was just getting spiteful.
Thank God it wasn't Red Dead.
I'm gonna be honest. I was in a group chat, and about an hour before it happened, I said I kind of hope God of War wins, because like out of the ones that they had nominated there, that's kind of like I'm like I don't know. My personal choice might not be the same at the end of the year, but I think that God of War. It's easy to forget, and it's easy to like brush aside, and I think it's easy like I don't know. I think later, the more I played that game, like I was ready for it to be over. The more it stretched on, it was a little long. But at the end of the day, that game is like still super impressive, and it's at least doing something different. Red Dead Redemption is not doing anything different. Like,
Is it doing something different, though?
Yes, it is. We did this last year with Breath of the Wild, where it's like, it's been...
What is it doing different, though? It's an action game.
It's doing God of War different.
It's not really, though.
Yeah, it is changing the perspective. It's holding it in one take. It's making it more of an RPG a little bit. It honestly feels more like to me like the early Resident Evil 4 or something like that, where it was like where it put the camera behind the guy now, and it feels completely different because of that. And the whole, like, throwing, like, most of the game was, like, throwing a fucking, like, what was it, like, an axe out or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't even remember the weapon, Jeff.
I'm just saying, it felt different than, I mean, I remember coming off of playing God of War 3 going into that. Like, that's how I went into that game. Like, I was playing some of that before.
Oh, sure. I'm sure it's if you came like, off of God of War 3 and went into that, yeah.
I think it's
still a third person action game that where you're fighting. And actually, I think that the quality of the enemies that you fight in this God of War is worse than other God of Wars. You fight the same enemies over and over again. The boss fights are bad.
I agree with you on the boss fights,
and that is what God of War is like. Yeah, bad God of War.
Well, there you go. It's different. It's different
in a bad way.
Very different.
We're having end of the month conversation.
Well, I'm just.
But also, I am happy that it won over Red Dead. Like, if those were your two choices, God of War or Red Dead, yes, please give it.
Well,
to God
like,
of War.
What would you want to win out of their list? Though that's what I'm saying.
I would have taken Spider-Man, Celeste, or Odyssey over God of War or Red Dead Redemption.
And here's the thing to me: like, as Odyssey, as great as I think it is, it's like to me, it's just such. I guess an assembly line game, like another, like I don't know, like it's Ubisoft jamming in every fucking piece that they had, and it's like here's another one of these that we did last year. So, there's your little end of year discussion.
Honestly, I'm okay with them doing more of what they did with Origins because it was great. Really good, and I think it's better than God of War.
It feels like a bloated game though, and it's like a game where you have to go grind.
So did God of War. God of War felt like a bloated game. I was done with that game, and it was only 20 hours long.
Yeah, but I don't think God of War you have to grind it nearly as much as you're gonna have to in Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed is like you got lists of fucking bounties and all the shit you gotta do a lot of times on Sign. That shit's fun. But it's like, if you're like, Chris, if you're just trying to go through the story, which I know you like to do on these games, like, it's never going to work in Assassin's Creed because you'll be underleveled even if you do side shit. Like, you have to do lots of side shit to be leveled up enough to continue with it. Like, that to me is like the thing that, like, kind of ruins it a little bit for me. But, anyways.
It's fine. I do not love God of War. We had this discussion back in May.
Like, here's my thing is like, I don't love anything that came out this year, but it's like in my mind, I think it's like, that's high up there. Like when we get down to the end of the discussion, I think God of War is in that discussion.
God of War. I will give you a preview right now. God of War is not in my top 10.
It's not in mine. Wow. Well, I mean, it'll be in mine because I only played like 9 games this year, but it isn't like,
all right, number 9.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, I'm not gonna put up a fight for anything this year. I'm just gonna tell you how I feel about it. But
this is
how it shakes out.
Madden 19 is the year. Yeah,
Madden.
This is it. You're probably gonna get it, Tony.
If there was a year,
I have Red Dead at 23 and God of War at 18.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, I don't. As I thought about more, I was just like, I don't know, God of War's good.
Yeah, I played nine games this year.
I think it is good. I gave it a 3. That is a good
Where are you going to put it, Pete? Like, if you out of the 9 games you played, would you put it like near the bottom or the top?
I'm looking at the list now here.
You have to play nine games.
I mean, okay, so I'm actually – okay, well, okay. I'm actually probably going to have a top 7 looking at this because there are some
games
I don't even want to put on a list. I mean, I don't know. It probably towards the bottom half of that, 6 or 7, we'll see. I don't think it's probably the worst. It's not the worst game I've played this year, but.
No, it's not a bad game. I don't think it's a bad game. I think
it's an overrated
game. I did just say they made a bad God of War game. I will admit, I did just say that. I don't think it's a bad game, but I don't particularly like. It is not something that I will go back to and ever play again.
Yeah,
I think that was my favorite moment of this show, though, when he was like, "Boy."
Yes. Oh man, I fucking hated that kid. Jesus Christ!
Wow.
And you saw him on stage. It's your chance.
Great. It's the little kid from mid '90s, which made me hate him a little bit more. I mean, it also made me hate you and with you, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I generally, what was that?
Wasn't that him, like the kid from that fucking mid-90s movie that Jonah Hill put out?
I have not seen mid-90s yet, so.
You haven't seen the trailer for that at the theater where it's like fucking 4:3 aspect ratio with skateboarding kids?
Yeah, I have seen it. I tried not to pay any attention to it.
I tried to watch that out. It looks pretty bad, yeah. Anyways.
Like, why are they showing, like, I have this gigantic movie screen in front of me. Why are they shrinking it down to a TV
Because Jonah Hill determined that in the 90s we had box TVs, so obviously the movie should be shot that way. I'm guessing that was his idea. I mean, I didn't...
That's a legitimate...
Remember when everything was square? Yeah, it sucked.
I remember when I was stupid and was like,
"Yeah,
like I would avoid letterboxed movies because
I know, right?
They didn't fill my screen."
Yeah, I know. Everyone was like that at some point, but at some point you educate yourself and it's not like, 1996 anymore.
Missing like 2/3 of the fucking film. we will have more spirited discussion, I'm sure, about God of War and.
Some other things.
Smash coming up. We have games to talk about, but it is fucking late. I am sorry, guys. Like, I am legitimately like feeling like I'm gonna pass out. So we're gonna kill this here. We will come back next week with a new Battlefield maps. I played all the way through Celeste. I played some Starlink Battle for Atlas.
That is the
Toys to Life game from Ubisoft, and I also played some Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Are you getting Smash, Pete?
Not anymore.
No.
Oh no!
What?
What is this at the moment? So.
Okay. Oh, it's like, what? That does make what? Sense. What are you talking about?
No.
Not because you didn't want to get Smash, but
no, but because I physically can't.
That understandable. We will hopefully.
I'm getting Smash.
Have Smash talk coming. We may have Javi next week to kind of give us his top 10 games of the year, possibly. And yeah, it'll be our last show before we get into full-on Game of the Year stuff. So,
oh God, is it that soon? Oh God,
it really is. It's like 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Our category's up, by the way.
No, we need to. I will create a spreadsheet and share it with everybody. But
best Red Dead Redemption 2 of the year.
Red Dead Revolver. I played that
one, which is technically the second Red Dead game.
Yes, Red Dead Redemption 1 is. You know what was good? That zombies add-on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. We'll be back next week with a lot of stuff as we prepare for our annual Game of the Year recap. And knife fight, although it doesn't seem like anybody's going to be knife fighting for any games this year, so.
I think it depends on the category.
You'll see. My knives will be out. They're always
out. Tony's going to stab us for Madden.
This is Madden serious. I think I'm still recovering from last year's reveal, so like just the idea of fighting exhausts me.
Well, Jeff has already said he does not love anything this year, so.
I
love many. Like Madden.
All right. Well, we have lost Jeff. He has left us.
He just left.
He's just gone away. So, Pete, can you say goodnight?
Good night.